The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show Plaza. JV Show Plaza.
I think it's the Plaza. What do you think? Weigh in on this, Jess. We were talking about in the traffic report there. Selena said the meter and lights were on. There's slow traffic at the toll plaza. And I said, is it plaza or plaza?
Plaza.
You say plaza?
Yeah. Well, when you say plaza, it sounds like...
I'm pretty sure it's plaza.
No.
I mean, I've been saying it like that for 15 years. I've watched JV do traffic for, 13 of those years?
Plaza.
Sometimes you say it, sometimes it sounds okay. Sometimes it sounds like you're putting an emphasis on plaza.
You're doing kind of a hybrid there.
Yeah.
Plaza.
Toll plaza.
The toll plaza.
Toll plaza.
Toll plaza.
I don't know. When you say
toll plaza, let's all head on down to the toll plaza. You know, it sounds a little different. Toll plaza.
Well, if you want me to emphasize plaza, it's going to sound weird, but toll plaza, I don't know. It's just how it
sounds weird.
Whatever. Anyways, happy hump day.
It's hump day.
I'm finally. Selena.
I'm Graham.
I don't judge.
No first talk back of the day this morning, Graham.
Oh, no. Wow. Nice.
Wow.
Everyone's
nobody.
Still
wow.
Nobody's. Is it like a holiday today or something?
No.
Everybody's stuck in the toll plaza?
It is National Aestheticians Day.
Okay.
Maybe they're celebrating that.
It's no explanation.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe Mercury's in retrograde and our talkback mic is not working.
That's also very plausible.
Will you check if Mercury is in retrograde? I don't think it is. But we still have your chance to win $1,000 at least. So let's give you this chance to win some crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is show. Take the keyword show over to wild949.com. Enter it there and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. And if you win that, you might win a flyaway trip to see the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in New York.
Nice.
It should be awesome.
So did you guys know today? Not today. This month is National Pizza Month.
Let's go.
And DoorDash, they dropped a list of America's 50 most popular local pizzerias.
Okay.
This is according to who orders what and where. They didn't even drop... The list isn't from across the country. They just did it from five states. But California was one of them.
Okay.
And a lot of the spots they chose were here in the Bay Area. A Slice of New York Pizza in San Jose. Diamond Slice Pizza in Oakland. Square Pie Guys in Oakland. I've heard great things about them. Flower and Water Pizza Shop in the city. Golden Boy Pizza. Antoni's Pizza. Napolitana or something.
Napolitana.
In the city as well. Have you guys ever been to any of these?
No. I've been to Tony's. I've had Golden Boy before. Those
really?
Are the two. Both excellent. Tony's, highly recommend. That place is legit.
I haven't been to any of these places.
That's cool that they're all in the Bay, though.
Well, there was some in L.A., but I obviously cut those out of the list
because
we don't care about that.
I feel like Tony's often tops the list nationwide or whatever of best pizza places.
Would you agree with that?
It's very, very good. Very good.
Any, specific toppings you like? Do they have a specific menu?
They've got a bunch of different of their own custom pizzas, on there. Mm. They're all really good. And then I believe they have right next door to, this is on Washington Square Park, basically, in North Beach. And then right next door, I think they have Tony's, Slice House, where you can go walk up and just get a slice. If you don't want to do, the
I
more
sit-down
restaurant experience.
God, and here I am just getting my Mountain Mikes.
Dude, no shade at Mountain Mikes. I love Mountain Mikes.
Me too.
Mountain Mikes is good.
Yeah. I'll do you one worse. Little Caesars.
No.
I'm a Little Caesars gal.
Side by side, it just doesn't hold up with
I'm
other
not
pizzas.
I'm not a big pizza from Little Caesars. The bread.
That's
I'll
delicious.
Eat two packs of that in one sitting, but I'm not a big...
Domino's is better than Little
Domino's
Caesars.
Yes, so I agree. Good.
Yeah, I miss Domino's. We used to eat Domino's all the time in college. Because there was just one that was real close to our house. I ate a lot of Domino's.
Every day.
It was so good.
So
I haven't had it in a long time, though, but I miss it.
Well, they
think
got those new
fondly.
Boxes. Maybe you should order some soon.
Yeah, they're rebranding.
Yeah, they got that black pizza box now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, now somebody wants to leave a first talk back of the day.
Whoa. Welcome in, everybody.
Look who showed up.
Good morning, guys. I think it's just the, Hispanic and Selena that, is throwing that plaza out there. It just happens, Sometimes we get tongue-tied and that accent that we don't really have comes out. Have a good day.
Okay, we were debating if it's plaza as a... as Selena says, the toll plaza, or is it plaza? And I just don't, thank you for leaving the very first talkback of the morning, by the way, but
yes.
The word plaza is a Spanish word. So I don't understand
that's
how the Spanish
point.
And you would be getting tongue-tied
no
by
sense.
A Spanish word. La Plaza like, de la Familia.
No, I know.
In the movie Coco, he wants to go down and play music at the Plaza.
I feel like I've just heard it said like that so many times.
Plaza?
It's La Plaza.
The Toll Plaza.
How would you pronounce
it plaza.
If you were reading it in plaza. Spanish?
Plaza.
Thank you.
La Plaza de la Familia.
La Plaza de la Familia. Come on. It's not La Plaza de la Familia.
The Toll Plaza.
See, now it sounds right. I don't know. It's like,
I mean, that's how I'm going to continue to say it. So I don't
you
know.
Do
what,
you,
I don't
boo.
Know what to tell you,
you
guys.
You.
All right. We're talking about how October is National Pizza Month.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Happy hump day.
Okay.
I think the best pizza has to be Round Table, guys. Come on. All right. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
I would agree with that. Round Table over Mountain Mike's any day. But they're just way more expensive.
I think they're pretty on par in my mind. I think they're pretty similar quality. Is this just my personal experience? But anytime, look, ordering Round Table delivery, great. Have you been into a Round Table lately?
No.
I feel like the last couple ones that I've gone into and brought the family into, it was a sad state of affairs. They've really let the place go, and then you see the state of it in there and everything. Nothing's been updated for the last 20 years, and it's all dusty and dirty, and you're like, this is where that delicious pizza is being made. I get kind of a...
That
could just be my... Look, maybe there's some sparkling clean Round Tables out there that are all updated and fresh and nice and new. I just haven't been in one in a while. And I was like, holy 1994.
Yeah, where
yes. Nothing, this arcade game in here.
Maybe that's the vibe. Nostalgia alert.
No, the...
they're going for retro.
No, they're so retro that the booth seats, the fake leather is cracked and the floors haven't been mopped in 5 years. I was like, I don't want to besmirch the great name of Round Table because I love their pizza, but can we freshen it up a bit?
Yeah, maybe just go delivery from now on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking about where I'm going. I'm ordering the pizza that I ordered is coming from that
location. But you can't get that
image
out of your head.
Right.
Got it. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Dreamforce is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's the last day. So Dreamforce is expected to inject more than $130 million into the local economy here in San Francisco. That's way up from the $93 million it did last year. All the hotels fully booked, restaurants and bars packed, private event spaces booked. One of the bar owners downtown said it's like having Halloween and New Year's rolled into one night, but then that's back to back to back to back.
Okay.
That's how packed it's been.
Great for the city.
Here.
Yeah. The San Jose Sharks season off to a bit of a bumpy start. And through three games, they're still searching for their first win. To be fair, their first two losses were in overtime, so they were close. But last night, they got totally pounded by the Carolina Hurricanes 5-1 at home at SAP Center. Sharks now hit the road to take on the Utah
Jazz.
Slingers.
No, that's basketball.
Ah, dang it.
Did you just say Slingers?
That's not Stingers.
Stingers? No, it's not. Remember, they're a new franchise. Mammoth is the name they settled on. Utah Mammoth. That game's on Friday.
Some slight drizzle this morning. It will be a dry day. And sunshine will pop out in the afternoon. Temperatures will stay in the mid to upper 60s. They'll slowly go up and should be by the mid 70s.
Hey, Aries.
By the weekend.
Oh. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Several aspects of your life are heating up right now. And today you will really begin to notice that you are reaching new heights. It's a great time for you to make a move or get someone new to see what's special about you.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's a good day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm so hungry listening to all this talk about pizza. Yes, Round Table makes the best pizza. Way better than Mountain Mike's. Mountain Mike's is too dry. But fresh out of the oven, Round Table's good. And yes, they do totally need a makeover. That stupid knight in shining armor guy that they have. It's like so run down, like the Excalibur in Las Vegas. It reminds me of. Yeah, they could do a makeover. Okay, happy hump day.
Hump day.
I haven't been into a Round Table recently, but I mean, Mountain Mike's within the last year. And I mean, same thing.
I think Mountain Mike's has generally got a slightly fresher, more updated vibe than Round Table. Round Table?
No.
I don't know. That's just my truth. I've never had a dry pie from Mountain Mike. She said their pizza is too dry. That's never been my takeaway. But again, this is just my pizza truth that I'm living. But for the price that I'm paying for that round table pizza, yeah, can we wipe down the tables in there?
Round table, the little more expensive.
I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And the place has fallen into disrepair.
Yeah, you ain't lying, my friend. It's Wild 94.9, the JB Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Just one cool or not really quick. Cool or not, how this model makes money on the side. Let me explain. So her name is Avalon Saf. She's 23 years old. She does like some, you know, OnlyFans stuff, but she's found something that she's doing aside from that is making her so much money.
Yeah?
She's sending videos to, you know, guys that she meets maybe on OnlyFans or social media or wherever. She's sending videos of herself farting.
Oh, my God.
And then $200 just like that. Every time she farts, $200, $200, $200.
What's she wearing, or do you know what I mean?
That's
setup?
A good question.
What's the setup for these videos?
Oh, I don't know. I did not.
Is she like putting a?
Let me see.
Never mind. I don't know. How can I say this?
Is it aesthetic?
I just said I don't know. I didn't watch the video.
Well, can we at least theorize? Right, $200 a video. Do you think people are buying it just because they want to hear and?
What? I mean, I'm sure she looks sexy. I mean, they only want it from her because of her looks. So, I mean, I'm sure it's aesthetically pleasing.
Like sexy sounding farts.
People are gross.
I don't know if she can control the sound. I don't think that's a sexy sounding one is.
Well, if she's that skilled that she's making videos and getting paid for it, yes, she probably can drop a sexier sounding fart. It's like
I don't know if she can do that.
See? That didn't sound
I don't think
a
that
little,
really...
Didn't that sound a little sexier?
I don't think that really goes. Oh. But she's like, this is the easiest money I've ever made. Like, no smell, anything. It's all just visual and audible.
Okay, so we talked before about that one woman. Then she was jarring him and selling him. And she's like, I made $50,000 in the first week. And then she gassed out because she couldn't keep up with demand.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ladies, let's just say this is a huge revenue stream. Would you sell videos that you don't have to jar them? You don't have to send anything. All you'd have to do is click send on a video. Like, that's like less than 30 seconds of work, right? Assuming that you've got one, you know, in the chamber on deck. Right. But I mean, would you ever consider that? And your face isn't in it.
I can't think of anything more cringe.
No.
Yeah, but your face isn't in it. It's 30 seconds of work.
No.
That's still gross.
Just a selfie video.
I can't.
I'd rather send feet pictures.
It's like I would rather jar them because then they don't know if it's really you or not or like what's actually in there.
Yeah, but then it could be nothing. Then you got to take a box of jars down to FedEx and they're like, hey, what are you shipping here? Like, don't ask any more questions. These are empty jars to be restocked at the facility. Like you have to actually put in some effort. This is no effort, literally no effort other than, you know, the squeeze of.
Could you record yourself doing one?
If someone wanted to pay me $1,000 to send them a video of
$200.
Me doing
yeah,
that,
200.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Would you do it for $200?
$200 if there was steady demand, yes. I'm not going to one-off, you know, have some JV Show listener go to the ATM right now and pay $200. But if somebody told me that 100 of those requests came in a week and it was $200, my face isn't in it, are you kidding me?
But you do it for $1,000. So if like five people right now were like, we each have $200 and we're going to put our money together, let's get one video from Graham, you would do it.
$1,000 is $1,000.
Wow.
I'm sure there's some takers listening right now. No, you guys are some sickos. Yeah. You guys are sick.
These are tough times in the economy right now. People can't afford to put food on their table. They're not spending $1,000 for a video
point.
When they can just listen to the show and hear me all the time.
Yeah, I guess so. For free.
It doesn't hit the same. It doesn't smell the same.
I'm just shocked that you ladies turn your nose up at this.
Yeah, I mean, what did you expect?
Your face isn't in it.
Yeah. I don't care.
Nobody knows it's you. It's anonymous.
But I would know it's me.
Yeah, and you would know it's you when you put your ATM card in and saw your account balance.
I just can't. Like, I feel like I don't have many morals, but like this is one of them.
That one doesn't even involve any nudity. It's just a video.
You know, but it's like a gross bodily function.
It is.
I don't want anyone.
It is.
It feels intimate. I don't know.
It's like way too personal. Way too personal. I'm going like, that cool.
Yeah, because not even my fiance has ever heard me. You think I want a stranger to?
You have a stranger. You're never going to run into him on the street. And they're going to be like, that's her. That's the farter. She's the one that makes the sexy sounding farts. Like, nobody, that would never happen. It's anonymous.
I don't know. I'm out.
I'm
you
out.
Ladies.
Not cool.
Not cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. Essential federal employee here. It's officially 2 weeks with no resolution. On my way to work with an IOU. Hope the creditors will accept it. Happy Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is BS.
That sucks.
Government.
I'm sorry you're going through that.
Been shut down now for, has it been 2 full weeks? Yeah,
that's,
I think she's.
That's
I,
what
I think she's
that's
right.
What I heard, yep.
And this is how you know that politicians really don't care about you. Because this is just political posturing on both sides. And they don't mind that the government shut down because their paycheck's not affected by it.
Yep.
Guess who's still
they're
getting
fine.
Paid? Your U.S. senators and representatives, they're still getting paid. So, yeah.
That makes no sense. But okay. Thank you for checking in. And sorry that that's your situation right now. There's a guy named James Robertson Rivas who is going viral for something that he has. He has a life-size, anatomically correct doll of Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill, if you don't know, he's an actor. And I guess this guy, he's been collecting...
Is he Superman?
Yeah. He's been collecting silicone dolls. He's had thousands of them since the 90s. But this one, I mean, as you know, like, the ones back in the 90s don't even compare to the ones that are able to be made today.
Right.
These ones are so lifelike.
And yeah.
He swears it's not a sex doll. It's just a silicone doll that looks just like him. You can see a picture of this JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
Going now.
He said it's not a sex doll. It wasn't made like that, but he does have added silicone pieces that he can add to that if he wants.
God.
But that's not what it was intended for. He wouldn't say how much he paid for this, but we're thinking...
The hair.
We're thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 to $12,000. That's how much something like this would run somebody. And he says he got this doll because he created an Instagram account for it. The Instagram account was My Cavill Companion. It has since been deleted, I think, because everyone had got so weirded out since he started, like, going viral over this. And he would just post his doll's day-to-day activities, like what, you know, his outfit of the day or what Henry's doing now. And I guess he would even use AI to, you know, make the doll do things just for social media. And people had issue with that. Like, this is weird.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy.
And the doll looks very lifelike.
I know. It looks
this
just
one,
like
this
him.
Is a, so at JV Morning Show on Instagram, on our story, this is the doll I'm looking at. This thing is spot
yes.
on.
Yeah.
This is the chest hair. A lot of chest hair.
Yeah.
And very, very accurate. Like, it looks...
Very muscular.
Yeah, oh yeah. This,
the muscles on this thing,
this doll's
yes.
in great shape.
Yeah.
I gotta hit the gym a little more to be looking like this. Why is that any more to make a doll and use AI to sort of animate it? Why is that any creepier than just having AI do it? That's what every video that you see online now is an AI video. So what's the difference?
I think it's the fact that maybe the real Henry Cavill didn't like consent to one you having a doll.
Neither did the real Tupac or the real Mr. Rogers, and they're doing videos together. Every other video on my feed.
Both? No, I know. And people, I'm sure there's outrage over that as well.
This just feels a little creepier because you know that there is a physical doll of...
Well, when you say anatomically correct, I mean, that's... Now, let's get to the real question here.
What, yeah.
Is it fully anatomically correct?
He says...
There's a towel wrapped around this doll in here like he just got out of the shower, but what's under the towel?
He says it is fully anatomically correct.
Was that part verified?
He said it wasn't intended for use as like an adult type of thing, but he has added pieces.
Okay, because like this one
to it,
this one
or can
from the waist up, you know, looks exactly like Henry Cavill, right? I mean, we can verify that because we've seen pictures of him without a shirt and stuff. This is that, but do we know that
this is just his words?
Everything else matches up.
The owner says anatomically correct.
Yeah, but that could just mean it has the appendage. I'm talking about, does it match up?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know how he would know that.
That's why I'm asking.
And we would never know, so.
That would make this inherently more creepy if it was. If Henry Cavill looked at it and lined up like, yep, that's one, that one's mine.
What's creepier, this or Lamar creating a doll that looks just like Chloe?
That's creepier.
You think so?
Because he had a history. He had an actual relationship with this person. He can verify that it's anatomically correct. This is just some goofy fan, you know, that likes collecting life-size dolls. That also creepy.
Yes.
But you're talking about, think about any one of your exes that if you found out they had a doll of you.
Oh my God. I am getting a restraining order quick.
You're wanting to call the police to make you see it. And they're like, sorry, we can't do anything about that. That's not our jurisdiction. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That level of creepy gets...
Just knowing you, Graham, if you found out one of your exes had a doll of you, would part of you be a little bit flattered?
Oh, I'm mostly flattered than more than creepy.
That's where we're different.
Major ego boost.
Oh, God. All right. Next on the JV show, it's today's hottest trending. Have you guys heard these rumors that Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian might be rekindling things?
I have not heard that.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to get into that. Coming up in trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So fans think that Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian might be rekindling things. So in case you need a little refresher, they were engaged back in 2016. They had their own reality show, but then they broke up the next year. And that's when we found out how toxic things were. Like, do you guys remember, like, actual physical fights in like the name calling? Blac Chyna went on to sue the Kardashians. She lost that fight, by the way. Fast forward to now, Chyna and Rob are co-parenting, and she posted a picture on Instagram where she was wearing all white. This was, you know, just yesterday. She's wearing an all white outfit and she's next to a white Ferrari, and she wrote in the caption, "This love is forever," with the infinity symbol, and she tagged Rob. So, like, what does that sound like to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like this for them?
No.
Well, maybe they've both gotten their you-know-what together over the years, and maybe now they're in a better space.
I will say Blac Chyna is now 3 years sober. She says that she is not the woman she was before. But I just feel like how bad things were. Like, there has to be some resentment. Or, do you know what I mean? Like
they're,
I just feel like it's
clash.
Not going to work. There's too much history there, and it was so bad, it would not work long term.
What has Rob been doing this whole time?
He's focusing on his sock business.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
It's not?
I don't think so. I don't know. Sources are
saying...
Does he
have to be doing anything?
No, he's taken care of. He's good.
They got enough money.
There is a source saying they're not back together, but didn't elaborate. So if they're not, the only thing I could think of is... Maybe like Rob got her the Ferrari in that picture because it's got like dealer plates on it. But I mean, I don't know. Do they have that kind of relationship? Maybe behind the scenes. I don't know. I don't know. But still a little interesting. Liam Payne's girlfriend is upsetting Liam's parents and his entire family. So her name's Kate Cassidy. We talked a little bit about her when Liam had passed. She posted some interesting things to her Instagram story this week. You guys know that Polaroid AI picture trend?
Yes.
Where people were like posting pictures with like their favorite celebrity or whatever, like, you know, arms wrapped around them and like canoodling. So she posted some of those pictures to her story of her and Liam. Now, in her defense, it doesn't sound like she made them. Maybe like a fan made them. And it's because she posted, she said, "Thanks for making these. AI is such a blessing and a curse." I don't think she made them, but she did post them to her story. And Liam's parents saw them and they are not happy. A source says it's just really triggering for those who loved Liam. You know, they do have some sympathy for Kate, but creating a photo of them together so soon after his death is not only strange, it's just really, really upsetting to his family because they're not into the fame and the influencers and the TikTokers. They're normal people grieving their son.
But wouldn't you say that's the same thing as like her posting? Because she has actual pictures with him. So if she posts a picture with the real Liam,
like, that's different. Like someone going out of their way. And that's why I said in her defense, I don't think she created them. She just reposted them. But to create, you know, a fake picture of your son, who, I mean, we're barely coming up on a year.
I mean, I get that if she had created them, but she didn't.
Yeah, I think it's weird. And I also think it like has the, we're going to see a lot of this with AI going forward in the future, where it almost co-creates a memory in your brain of something. You know, you have those things from your childhood that you're like, oh, I remember that. But you, what you really remember is seeing your parents showing you a picture of you at that place or whatever it is. You don't have the, you're too young to remember whatever. Can you imagine what that's going to be like going forward? Because you're like, oh, I remember that time that I hung out with Selena from Wild 94.9. And then parents will be like, I hate to break it to you. That was,
that was
an AI Polaroid trend. Selena declined to visit with you after the concert. And we just made up the picture. You know what I mean? But there's going to be, you're going to have an entire generation of people that have co-created these memories
of
stuff that happened in their lives. Like, it didn't happen.
I never even thought about that.
Because they're going to see videos of themselves doing stuff. I showed you guys the other day. My brother had sent me a couple of pictures that, of childhood pictures of our own, of himself and me and my sister that he had put into Grok, you know, X's AI. And it like takes an old picture and like brings it to life and gives you like a 10-second clip. And it like is so lifelike and real. It's just that's scary.
Have you guys seen the videos of Logan? I think it's Logan Paul and Logan or the other Paul.
They're Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Jake. And he's like doing his makeup and it looks so real.
Yeah.
There's a million of those like, of him right now. doing all kinds of stuff.
I have fallen for at least 3 or 4 AI videos in the past like month or so.
Really? I feel like it's so bad. I don't even fall for real videos anymore. I'm like, don't even believe it. Yes. I don't think anything is real anymore.
That's where I'm at. I want to see, you see all these like Ring doorbell camera ones,
fake.
You know, and they're all fake now. And it's like, it bums me out. Like you're hoping it's real. Like, oh, this would have been cool if the porcupine did shoot its spikes at this guy. And everyone's like, porcupines don't do that. You know what I mean? It's just like,
there's
just
one
a bummer.
There's one of an older lady feeding like a bear and she calls him Benny. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Like what? Like she created this relationship with this bear and now he goes and she feeds him. Well, it was AI.
So yes.
I'm going to get scammed.
All of them.
I know. Just don't believe anything at this point. It sucks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City. I'm waiting for my chug mug still. Haven't received it. I want my chug mug.
Ooh. Oh, she wants her chug mug. I remember Misty winning. Yeah. She won our What the Bleep game. That's how you win a chug mug. It's basically the only way to get one. I reached out a minute ago to Misty after I saw her talkback come in. I sent her an email associated with her iHeartRadio account. You guys.
What?
It's an AOL address.
Stop.
Misty, that's probably why. Could you figure out how to recover your password to your AOL account? And then you can answer the email and then we can get you that chug mug because I know Jess reached out to you there.
That might be what
happened. And she hasn't responded to my email either because, you know, it's AOL. Like, who checks that? Come on.
But hey, maybe you'll win a second one right now and we can send you both.
There you go.
There you go. Yep, we have your chance right now as we kick off another edition of What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly and the chug mug is yours. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I didn't realize my made that much noise until someone pointed it out. Yeah, I'm a little self-conscious about it now.
Yeah, when a guy brings it up and you're like, I had no idea.
No, that didn't come from me. Yeah. It was you.
Also the smell. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. Leave us your name and your city along with the talkback of your guest because we want to be able to shout you out or like Misty award you a chug mug that you'll never receive because you have an AOL email address.
Stop.
But get your guesses in quickly. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show chug mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. You can win a JV Show chug mug if and only if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
I didn't realize my made that much noise until someone pointed it out.
Mm-hmm. And that someone was your man.
Obviously.
Maybe not.
remember, this is a family show, but if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
Hello, this is Finn from Morgan Hill, and my guess for the bleeped out word is bike. Thank you.
Your bike.
Bike. You got a noisy one?
I don't have a bike anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you, don't take this the wrong way, but you look like someone that doesn't know how to ride a bike. Do you know how to ride? Do you know how to ride
a bike? That's Selena. Selena looks like she doesn't know how to ride a bike.
That's a good point. Both of you do look like you don't know how to ride a bike and or not very proficient at it.
I know how to ride a bike. I do get scared of riding it on the street because I feel like it's just an accident waiting to happen.
I haven't been on a bike, like a not stationary one, in so long. What if I really forgot how to ride a bike?
Dude, the idea just popped into my idea alert.
What?
The great JV show bike race. It's between you, Selena, and you, Jess. And we set up like an obstacle course with some twists and turns.
Where are we going to get bikes from?
I know. They're expensive. Can we use your kid's bike?
Kate has a bike. I could bring that. Okay. And I could bring my bike and you guys could ride. It might be a little too tall for you.
Both you guys are so tall and we're so short.
My daughter has a bike and my son has a bike.
Perfect.
I'll bring those and you guys could ride those and we'll have a race with all sorts of obstacles and stuff.
Oh my God, we're not even going to be able to reach the ground. That scares me.
No, I'll bring the kids'
bikes. We're
gonna
be on the
bike. Fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much better. I like it.
Set it up.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Annie. I'm from Vallejo. My guess is chewing.
I don't chew that loud. Unless I'm eating chips, then I am like.
I hate chewing sounds.
Put it in your mouth and it'd be like.
Morning, JV Show. This is Cecilia from Morgan Hill. Is the bleeped out word breaks?
That's a great guess. Mm-mm. You don't notice a lot of the noises that's coming out of that car until somebody else points it out. Because you go kind of ear blind when you're riding on the inside and listening to music.
That's true. But it's not brakes. Okay, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic right now on the iHeartRadio app because we are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep right now, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I didn't realize my made that much noise until someone pointed it out.
All right.
Like,
now,
you don't have to always point things out, you know?
Does it do it on its own or, like, outside influences?
I guess outside influences, maybe.
Oh, so you're, like, making it make that sound.
Or without, someone else is making it make. Oh, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
This is a family show. Keep it clean. All right. Let's go to your talkbacks now, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is sneezing. Thank you. Bye.
Sneezing.
That's a good guess. Around the room quickly, what type of sneezer are you? Give me an example. Give me your sneeze.
Okay. Go first, Selena.
Oh, stop it.
But you know, it depends. I've noticed it depends. I can, like, control them. If it's at home, I'm letting that thing out. But if I'm, like, in public or around a lot of people, I can do, like, silent sneezes. Yeah.
Oh, no, mine are. Wait, let's see.
Jess's laugh goes super high pitched. Do your sneezes go real squeaky and high pitched?
No.
Really?
No. Watch.
Well, it sounded like a cough and a fart mixed together.
She hit her face on the mic.
Oh. Mine's, you know, look, you've seen those commercials, like, you can't stop from becoming your parents. I've become my dad because, like, he has that loud shotgun blast sneeze.
Oh, no.
And I was always like, what? That's totally unnecessary. And mine
now
is,
it's you?
Mine's gotten louder over the years. If I'm in public or I'm in a thing, I'll hold a sneeze in. I'll fight it. It's completely silent. But if I'm at home and I want to let it rip, yeah, it's like a blast of a shotgun.
Whoa. So what does that sound like?
It's just like a really loud. Oh, no!
See, that's so unnecessary.
No, trust me. I thought the same thing, but I've become my dad.
All right. Great guess. Not the correct one.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. I'm Darren from Hayward. And my guess for the bleep out word is shoes. Jess's shoes make so much noise. Okay, I hope I win a chicky muggy. Love you. Have a great day. Bye.
Shoes. I don't feel like your shoes are loud.
No, but it is so embarrassing when your shoes do make like that, like
the worst
squeaking sound.
I hate that. That's a shoes. Very popular guest this morning. We've all had a pair of shoes that you loved until you got them into a quiet hallway.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, is this what the sound I make?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Angelica from Napa, California. And my guess is car. Thank you. Have a good day. Happy hump day.
Car is far and away the most popular guest this morning. And yeah, I think most of us do not notice the sounds our car's making until someone else is like, you know that squeaky noise? You might get that checked out.
Or maybe turn the music off and you're like, oh my God, my car sounds like it's from the 80s. I need a new one.
Good morning, guys. My name is Ivan. And my guess for the missing word is keys.
There it is.
That's the one.
Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I didn't realize my keys made that much noise until someone pointed it out.
Just hear Jess jingling down the hallway.
Jingling. Again, you don't realize that sort of thing until you get into that quiet hallway.
It's because she has so many, you have so many keychains.
Believe it or not, I used to have way more. I actually limited it down to maybe just like a keychain and a half. I used to have a lanyard with at least like 5 keychains on there.
Not even keys, it's just the keychain.
Because listen, if someone gives you a keychain, what do? You put it on.
I lose them.
Away.
You throw it away. Somebody gave me a keychain as a gift. Yeah, you chuck it. This is the worst gift of all time.
I lose all of them. I just put it down somewhere. I don't know where they are.
I don't want this. Do I look like a keychain kind of guy to you? No, I'm not keeping this. This is a terrible gift. Look, it's Wednesday. We often discuss cool or not on Wednesdays. Selena, the people that have the million keychains, like they set them out on the table because they can't even fit in their pocket, you know? And there's a lot of different keys. You know they don't use any of them. There's a lot of keys and a lot of keychains and just a ton of stuff. Cool or not?
I'll allow like 2 keychains max. And they have to be cute.
Cool.
I'm telling you, if it was a first date and a girl flopped down the keychain, woman flopped down, that's just a million keychains and fuzzy ball things and things hanging and jing-jangling, it might be a deal
breaker.
But
are you okay with one, like at least one keychain?
Yeah, one.
To make your keys like kind of cute?
At least 3.
But if there's so much stuff in there, you can't even put them in a pocket. Like it's just this obnoxious thing that you have to carry around.
Nothing fits in our pockets.
That's a good point. Half our clothes doesn't even have pockets.
I know, but I'm out. I'm out on that. I can't do it anymore. It's too much. All right. That was our buddy Ivan right there. Had the very first correct answer. Shout out to him. I think that's Ivan in Newark. He's from Newark, right? I recognize Ivan's voice, even though he didn't say it on his talk back where he's from. Ivan in Newark, brand new JV show, Chug Bug, coming his way. He had the very first correct answer this morning. Only a couple other people got it correct this morning. Guesses all over the place. Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. Julie in Bay Point had the correct answer. She wasn't as fast as Ivan. And Albert in Hayward also came with the correct answer this morning. People were dancing around the guesses, guessing things like lanyard or keychain. They were close. Keys was the word.
Keys, that's
right.
That
we were looking for this morning. So thank you to everybody that played. If you didn't win a Chug Mug today, do it tomorrow.
That's right.
Same time.
Yep, and next we have more winning for you as we get into our Yep Nope game. We have your chance to win tickets for the Oakland Roots last home game. We're also going to be jumping into the mix with Magic Matt. Yes, Graham,
Pick me. I have one important shout out to throw in right here. I got a DM and said my daughter's birthday is today. We listen to you guys every morning during the What the Bleep game. Happy 4th birthday to my Danny. I love you so much. Thank you for always being so sweet and thoughtful towards others. You're so smart, funny, and sassy. I'm so excited to watch you grow this year, and I can't wait to celebrate tonight with a great dinner and this weekend at Chuck E. Cheese. Nice.
Whoa.
And that is from Angelina. But more importantly about that entire shout out, who gives a fart? Right.
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah, hump day, hump day.
And to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Oh, my God. Is something wrong? You didn't sound so sure.
I think she's nervous. Yesterday's
are you nervous?
Questions,
is that what it is?
Yesterday's questions were hard. They shook a lot of people. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to amp things up and make them even harder today. Really see what people think about them.
All right. Well, Kimberly, I'm going to wish you some luck then, because if you can pull it off, if you get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, you win
4 tickets to check out the Oakland Roots last home game.
All right. So let's get to it. Question number 1. In the Where's Waldo children's books, what color sweater was Waldo typically wearing?
Red and white.
Yep.
That's correct. Good job.
You had that dorky red and white striped sweater.
I'm a loser. It's like, a matching hat.
Update your wardrobe, bro.
Seriously.
All right, question number 2. In NFL football, how many minutes is 1 quarter in the game?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. My husband's going to kill me. 10?
Nope. 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Oh, although it feels like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
1 quarter can take a very long time. 15 actual minutes.
It's all good, though. You're allowed to miss 1 question. Here's question number 3. In what city would you find the Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Yep. These questions are too hard. These questions are too hard, you guys. I'm going to leave a talk back about how hard the questions are. All right, question number four. Look, you need this one to win the game. I feel like you got this one. Question four. Finish the opening line from this nursery rhyme. Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any blank?
Cool.
Yep.
Wow.
Questions are getting too difficult.
I know. Mike, we're going to get so many complaints.
That's what I think.
You just got four tickets to check out the Oakland Roots last home game of the season.
Nice.
Yay. You won, buddy.
And this is going down October 25th, by the way.
Nice. Oh, and you're with somebody?
Yeah, my son. Say hi, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a lot of fun at this. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. Got some DMs here. I got one that says, hi, JV Show. Could you do a special shout-out to my nephew, Marcos Dominic, for his 8th birthday today? Please let him know we're so proud of him, and we couldn't have asked for a more loving, smart, honest, caring, enthusiastic, and handsome kid. Wow. May you have the best day ever, and we can't wait to celebrate you. Love you so much, Papas. That's from Tia Kiri, Camila, Emma, Mommy, Daddy, Nani, and Tata. Everybody there. Wants
I love it.
Yeah, have a great birthday, Marcos.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one here. Graham, it's Candy sliding into your DMs. Wow, welcome in. Can I give a huge shout out to my daughter, Camila? She's going to be 3. She's in her K-pop demon hunter era, and we can't wait to see what terrific 3 brings you. Mama, Papa, and your brother, Kobe and Kato, love you so much. Can't wait to spoil you with more surprises. Love you. Thanks, Graham. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Camila.
Who gives a fart?
Enjoy your K-pop demon hunter era. My daughter's in that one as well. Another one here. Hey, Graham, first time sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I was hoping you'd give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Lisa. Oh, husband's in my DMs. Her love, support, and dedication to our family never goes unnoticed. We love you and appreciate you. And that's from Thomas, Aiden, and Connor. Yes. Happy, happy birthday to Lisa.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Is that an actual birthday or you just want to? That might be just a general shout out. That might just been a shout out. I don't know. One more here. Big shout out to my amazing daughter, Amelia, whose birthday I definitely didn't forget. Just giving everyone else a chance to get caught up. Yeah. LOL. Happy belated birthday, queen. Love your slightly delayed but totally devoted mom. Yes. Happy birthday, Amelia.
Happy birthday.
You weren't forgotten.
No.
Who gives a fart?
No, maybe.
Just celebrated more.
Yeah.
You get more than one day. Lucky
an extended
you.
Celebration.
Yes. There it is.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay. Did you guys see Skims new line?
No.
So Kim K and Skims, they just dropped the new Ultimate Bush line.
Excuse me now?
And it's just how it sounds. It's a line of thongs, but the front is full coverage and the coverage is fake hair. Different colors, different styles. You can go check out what that looks like. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show on Instagram. You got your straight ones, you got your curly ones, you got your red ones, you got your blonde ones, and there's a wait list on a lot of these.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is a joke, right?
No.
Oh my God.
Why isn't it a joke, right?
I don't know. Nobody asked for this.
This, like, funny for your Halloween costume party, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a little prank on your husband or whatever. But for a real thing that you would wear on a day to day, what? I don't understand. Is this, ladies,
like,
are you ordering one?
No, thank you.
It feels like she's trolling. Like, this can't be real. How much are they going for?
I mean, but it is real. Today? It's not today's not April Fool's. No, it is October 15th.
Interesting.
No. Yeah,
$32.
And they're gonna sell it. We thought the same thing when she had the bras with the headlights on. We thought the same thing when she had the bra with the headlights on with the piercings, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just
the next
thing.
Yeah,
you don't have to buy this. You can grow these for free.
Right.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
And
but,
cheaper.
But not color. You can't change the texture.
You could change the color. You could dye it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Ladies, if you had to pick which one of these you would go for, what would it be?
I'm going red curly.
So if you're going top left, Jess, which one would you go for?
Maybe the the red or the white to have people wondering. Like,
yeah, the bottom two. Look, the top two, there's a red one, then there's like a very white, white as snow one there on the top. Those ones, you know, a little more costume theatric looking. The bottom two are too real looking.
I guess the white ones, it would make me look tanner.
Okay. Know? All right. So.
True.
Pick those and let's order them up. $32
Like, you can only wear these with like super low rise jeans if you actually wanted to show.
I don't want it to show through my jeans.
I know. No, like with low rise jeans so that it actually shows up at the top.
I said I don't want like it to some, throw like, cut to off, show. I mean,
or some really short cut off shorts and some of it can hang out the bottom.
Because I thought that's the only reason people are buying it because they want it. They want to show it off.
Yeah, you only buy something like this if other people are going to see it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just. You know, put these on, then throw your leggings over the top.
Yeah, but maybe
like,
you just want like your man to see it. You don't want it poking out of your jeans.
Your man doesn't want to see this.
Well, maybe some do. I don't know. Clearly, they're gonna get bought up. So
I can't figure it out.
Let's talk about Britney Spears. We have a lot to unpack, you guys. So you know, her ex-husband Kevin Federline is about to release this tell-all book. It comes out next Tuesday, called "You Thought You Knew." And oh my God, the tea is piping hot. He is revealing everything about what his time with Britney was like. There is an excerpt that was posted by the New York Times where Kevin claims that Britney would watch their two kids sleep with a knife in her hand, and this happened more than once. He wrote, quote, "They would awaken sometimes at night to find her standing silently in the doorway, watching them. Oh, you're awake? With a knife in her hand." And then she'd turn around and pad off without an explanation. Bro, what scariest, in a horror movie?
That is the scariest thing of all time. Look, some people are scared of clowns or whatever, but if I had the choice between Britney Spears standing there with the crazy eyes looking at me,
and
standing in the doorway with a knife, or a clown standing with
a
knife, I'm picking clown.
Same.
10 out of 10 times.
Same. Kevin Federline also talked to Entertainment Tonight and told a pretty crazy story about who Britney was on the phone with the night before their wedding.
The night before our wedding, we're at the Fairmont in Santa Monica in one of the bungalows. And I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone or something. And maybe she was like having doubts. And she told me that she was on the phone with
Justin Timberlake.
Okay. We don't have to do this. Like, I didn't care if we got married or not. And she told me no. And really was like, I just wanted to make sure that everything is done. I want to make sure that I say my final piece. I'm like, damn, you know, on the night before our wedding, this is what you decided to do, you know.
Do you think she was still in love with him?
In love, I'm not sure, but not over it.
The night before your wedding, you're on the phone with Justin Timberlake asking him, are we done?
I'm calling it off.
What? He's like, yeah, looking back, major red flag, but he was like, they were so young then, and he was like head over heels for her.
I mean, that would be tough because like everybody, all your family's all in town.
Oh,
everybody's there,
God.
Ready to go to the wedding.
Yes.
I'm calling it off. I am not showing up. That is the biggest red flag of all time. That call, one, should never happen, but if it did happen, needs to happen like so far in advance of that wedding that it's I just couldn't even imagine.
I know. As for why Kevin is spilling all this tea now, he says that his sons are older now, old enough for him to share his story. He stayed quiet this entire time, but now he needs Britney to wake up and see that she has two sons that need her in their lives, and she just needs to get help.
I'm really worried. I'm absolutely, as a father, terrified that one day I might wake up and my sons are going to have to deal with the unimaginable. I kind of have to sound the alarm that somehow, some way, I just wish that their mom would get help. Everything in my book that I talk about, what's going on now, and I'm not going to get into details because I'm not going to just expose her personal life, but it's 10 times worse than anything that I've said in my book.
Isn't that crazy? Because Britney has been spending some time here and there with her sons, and although Kevin Federline hasn't talked to her, but he hears stories from his sons, and he's saying it's worse than what is in the book.
And as I understood it, the anecdote there about her standing there with the knife watching him sleep was from them. Like, the sons reported that.
Wow.
Happening. Like, I don't know that he personally saw that. They're telling him that that's what mom's doing. I think we all need to be sounding that alarm about
that
her, don't
scary.
We? I mean, we went from like a couple years ago sounding the alarm to that she's in this conservatorship and she needs to get out of it. And that was this big movement. Well, there needs to be a big movement about getting her some help.
And Britney has responded through a rep saying this is just Kevin trying to profit off of her. You know, his child support has run up. The sons are over 18. He's not getting paid anymore. And this is just a money grab.
Yeah.
That's from her standpoint. Graham,
it probably is a decent revenue stream. as well for him. Yeah, I don't know. But
in this interview, he did say, look, I'd be lying if I said I didn't hope this book would sell a million copies. But he also wants to get, you know, the story out there. This is serious stuff.
Yeah. You know? I think both. Yeah. So I think both the things can be true. It can be a money grab, but it also can be a, hey, sound the alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She needs help.
All right, Brent.
You about to call me Brittany?
Yes. All right, Brittany, what do you
remember when I was Knives Brittany for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Now it's like, that is so insensitive.
Takes on new, whole new meaning. Now.
Wow, too soon.
All right, according to reports, Brock Purdy might be able to return to the 49ers starting lineup this weekend as they host the Atlanta Falcons at Levi's Stadium. Brock's only been able to appear in two games so far this season after suffering a toe injury in game one. Backup quarterback Mac Jones has filled in for him, played really well, but we know he's dealing with a litany of injuries himself, so Brock might be the healthier of the two going into this Sunday's matchup. The other piece of positive injury news is for tight end George Kittle. He's been out basically the entire season after suffering a hamstring injury very early in their first game. Well, he's finally returning to practice this week. Practices resume today, so we're going to get more of a sense on how his rehab is going, as well as Brock Purdy's. Niners-Falcons, it's the Sunday night game this week, 5:20. So we have a bit of a primetime matchup and maybe just a few more hours of rest to get guys healthy, like if, rather than have a morning game or a midday game. So we'll take any extra rest we can get.
Bang, bang, bang again.
Yeah, we need it.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Kim K adding a new collection to Skims, and it's the ultimate bush line.
Morning, JV Show. It's Elizabeth from San Jose. I saw them yesterday. I thought it was totally weird. I thought it was fake at first. I'm just imagining, like, it's probably so itchy and uncomfortable to wear. I don't get it. But people are going to buy it for sure.
Or maybe it's more for people like Kim, who's been, like, completely lasered head to toe. She's like, man, I wish I could just, like, have a hairstyle,
Turn
you
back
know?
The clock, yeah. And have some hair. Yes.
Maybe it's some of that.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with that talk back there. I mean, it seems like it'd be uncomfortable and itchy and kind of scratchy on the sides of your legs, right?
Yeah, I feel like it would get caught in my zipper.
Yeah.
That too.
And if you already have, you know, what's going on there, and then you layer this on top. Like,
oh, extra warm for the wintertime.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
Good point.
The weather's, we're getting cold, cold weather now. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. According to a new study, preteens that use increasing amounts of social media perform poorer in reading, vocabulary, and memory tests compared to those who use no or very little social media.
How is this new?
It's a new study. It was just published. And it says, look, we researchers have studied a lot about the harmful emotional and mental impacts of social media on preteens and adolescent kids. But they said this is one thing that they haven't really examined in as much detail. And they found that kids that were using social media, even, you know, like just sort of a moderate amount, when they would test them, they would score on average 1 to 2 points lower on reading and memory tests compared to people that were, to kids that were non-social media users. And they said what was surprising was it was even those that were using, you know, just some social media, the scores started going lower there. And as the amount of social media use went up, and again, these are kids kind of 15 and under, namely 12, 13-year-olds, as social media use went up, the test scores went down. You could, as that use was increasing, the scores were decreasing. They say other countries around the world are noticing similar things. Also, obviously, the more well-documented thing, like I mentioned, the impacts on mental health and stuff like that. Denmark announced last week that they're going to enforce a social media ban for users under the age 15. Australia is going to require social media companies to take steps to prevent Australians under the age of 16 from creating or using a social media account. They're going to start that.
But how do you enforce that?
Well,
you know what
again,
I mean? I feel like there's so many workarounds.
There are a lot of workarounds, but if they begin to make social media platforms, I take responsibility for that and pass laws and stuff. There are, of course, you can never stop anybody from doing anything, right? But you can limit and do what you can to help limit the usage.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we should be like Denmark and pass a ban for kids under 15 now that we're finding out yet another negative effect of social media use on adolescents?
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm here for it.
It's getting worse and worse. And I say this as someone who's addicted to their phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And your reading skills,
and my reading
no
skills
offense.
Have plummeted.
And memory skills.
Memory skills. Yeah.
They gone.
Yeah. There is really some truth to that memory thing. My memory is completely like shot. I don't know if it's because of social media. I don't know. But it's that. And then like our attention spans are all this big. You ever come across a video and it's like, oh, wait to the end. And it's only 30 seconds long. And I'm like,
I can't wait till the end.
And I just keep on scrolling.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you wait to the end and then nothing happens. Oh, that's the absolute worst. You get duped. Yeah, they say like, you know, some of that is, yeah, we're retraining kids' brains, and that's when the brain is developing a lot during those years, and so you're training it to have you know, these quick, you know, and short attention spans and quick reward and stuff like that. So you're not only retraining the brain, but a large element of this is that kids that are on social media, have heavier social media use, are more or less addicted to it, and mm-hmm. it's impacting their time at school where they could be studying and learning, and instead they're trying to figure out ways to be on their social media. So they're saying like there's...
So is it like a time management thing? Like they're spending too much time on social media, they're not reading and doing the
right. So there's a couple things impacting why they're, you know, at least this is why they theorize that their scores on all these tests are going lower. I, for one, I'm a huge fan, particularly because as a parent, when you would say, well, you can't be on social media, and then the kids would be like, well, so-and-so, they all do, you know. Now you could point to, if there was an actual legislation, there was actual law, you could be like, sorry, bro, I don't want the cops to come because it's against the law.
Yeah, it says you got to be 15.
Yeah,
years
old. So you're not 15?
Yeah.
Sorry, at least that way you can pass the blame so you don't seem like a mean parent. You can pass it off to the United States Congress.
That's what I did with my daughter on Instagram until she turned 13. And she's like, actually, they allow 13-year-olds on here. And I'm like, dang
beer.
It, you got
Hold
me there.
Hold my beer, Mom. There's 13-year-olds on there. Dang it.
So if they move that age up to 15, 16, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, please do us a favor as parents and you just handle that. But if you guys have any thoughts, comments, you want to weigh in, you know that Talk Back mic is always open on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking again about how bad social media is for our young teens.
You know, as an older sister, I told my mom my brother should wait until he is 14 and a half. He was bugging that he wanted Instagram, and no, he waited, and I think it was such a good decision because he is all about the outdoors and school, and I just love him so much. Shout out to my little brother. Okay, so just wait, you guys. Let your kids wait.
But isn't it still kind of like a hit or a miss? Like, you can have someone not get on, you know, Instagram until they're 15, but they can still just develop an addiction then. You know, I feel like that would be a lot of people still.
I know, but I think the part of the takeaway is that, as particularly in the years leading up to 15, and it still is happening, but your brain's really developing, you know, when you're younger. So you want to avoid your brain's exposure to that, because we were talking about a new study that showed kids, preteens, that had a lot of social media use, all their test scores on memory, reading, and stuff like that, all much lower than kids not on social media.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm thinking that if, like, some other apps, like, if you had to upload an ID, then it would let the app know what age you are, and then therefore that you're an adult and can use social media. And for whatever reason, if you can't upload an ID, then your social media cuts off at a certain time of day so that you're not exposed so much to social media. That's my probably unpopular opinion of how they should do it.
I'm here for that.
That would be a good way of doing it. But that's the thing, is like, are we gonna wait until the social media platforms are putting something in place, or shouldn't it be up to the parents to establish those rules at home?
Because I think it's both. Normally, I think the responsibility is on both.
Normally I would be like, it's on the parents, and mm-hmm. you just parent your own kids, but you can't be there all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
and
what
it
I mean?
Has gotten
you,
out
you
of
do
hand.
Your but you do your best, but they go to school and they're logging in on other people's phones, you know?
The greatest idea of all time, which she sort of touches on there, to solve all of social media's problems, all the bullying, all the awful things that are on social media, you have to upload your ID, and your username has to be your full name. Solve.
No, I don't like that idea.
Solve every problem that's ever been online and social media. Transparency. Mm-hmm. You're not going to post something awful when it comes, and it's going to make you lose your job.
Because so many
you should have to have your ID linked to your account, and it's verified that it is you and that you're an actual person and your name is on there. It would solve everything.
Yep. So many people hide behind some random username because they know that they
I don't want my name on there, you guys.
It should. Well, that's for different.
Why is that?
What? Because you're out there spreading hate?
No, not
leaving nasty comments?
No, what if I just don't want...
Because it wouldn't say Celine.
So what about kidfluencers? How would they manage that? If you can't have a social media platform, which is where everybody goes, how is that going to work? Or are they going to restrict all of that to above 16 and older?
I don't even think kidfluencers should really be in control of their accounts because there is so much hate and negativity on there. I think the parents should be handling that.
I think we just furlough all the kid influencers. Then, sorry, you're out of work. I don't care at all.
Well, then how will the parents make money off of their kids?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So where are you guys at on your Love is Blind journey?
I'm ready to watch the new episodes.
There's new episodes out today.
What batch? Like what numbers?
Oh, so 1 through 5 were previously out, and they're dropping 6 through 7.
6, 7.
See what you did there.
Get it?
No, I'm assuming just the other half of the season. Ooh. Or do they do it in 3 parts, Jess?
I want to say I already watched at least 8 of them, though. Yeah, so today, episodes 10 and 11 will drop.
Oh, they had 1 through 10 out?
Yep.
Oh, my God, I'm nowhere near done then. Never mind. I got a long ways to go.
I'm like midway through 3.
I'm on episode 5. I thought that was the last one.
Nope.
I'm like, look at me making good time. Never mind. But I was getting caught up yesterday. These are some of the things I thought while watching Love is Blind. 1. Do you guys think a lot of the guys in the show are just really dorky?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's because we're just used to, like, everyone here in the Bay, and I'm sorry, but we're just like the coolest beings ever, everyone here in the Bay Area. Do you know what I mean? We're just exposed to so much better
culture and coolness.
Yeah. Yep. And that, you know, this season is shot in Denver. I don't know. It's just something about them.
And I would have expected Denver to be, Denver's a cool city. Like, I would have thought.
Maybe they're just picking the dorks. I don't know.
Wait, you guys.
To be on the show.
Well, what if they are single.
Yeah, but what if eventually they do like Love is Blind San Francisco or Love is Blind Oakland or Love is Blind San Jose?
Yeah, I know.
Love is Blind Bay Area, yeah.
Oh my God. Finally, you get some cool people on the show.
They have to have that on the list of places that they want to do, right?
I would hope so. I don't know why they're doing all these other random places.
And our single people, if you're offended when I said they are single. You said they were dorky, and I was like, well, they are single. Little joke, single people.
The other thing I thought while watching Love is Blind is, why the hell did that girl tell that man about her landing strip?
I'm not there yet, so spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Yeah. About the strip.
She was like, yeah, you know, I was changing and all the other girls saw my landing strip and it's just been the talk of the day. Everyone's talking about it. And it's like, why mention that to the guy in the pods? And 2, is that normal? Are you changing in front of everybody in the women's quarters to the point they're seeing what hairstyle you have? Mm-mm.
I assumed it was like one big locker room in there and the showers were all just lined up next to each other.
No, you know she was telling them about it and then showed them herself. Like, it's not like it just so happened, like, oh my God, I caught a peek. And now we're talking about it.
It was weird. And the look on the guy's face, he like didn't know what to do with that information. I don't know if he knew what a landing strip was, to be honest.
They're that dorky?
Yes.
No, I think he knew.
I don't know.
It was strange too, though, that she kind of like wanted to know what he was thinking, and also kind of mentioned like, oh, if you wanted me to remove it, like I could go remove it. Like, do you mind? Does that bother you? The things that they talk about in the pods are just so strange.
So weird.
Well, you got to know everything about this person because you are going to propose to them, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it all works out. What's the prevailing thought on the landing strip these days?
I don't know. I thought nobody did that. I don't know. I don't know anybody that does.
I don't either.
So you're saying?
But then again, I don't go asking people.
That's another good point. I don't.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was wondering if it was like that's so 10 years ago, or like what? I mean, I don't know.
So Graham, you said that these people should be able to know everything about that other person. I would agree most things. I don't think you should be allowed to ask what race the other person is.
That's
right, because love is supposed to be truly blind. Yeah, that's the part of the experiment.
That's what one couple did, and I just feel like they shouldn't be allowed to ask that.
I agree.
If you want the true experience, because that could instantly turn someone off, or
be that like, tells you that or, could give you hints of how they look.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think that happened. I think you're talking about the couple that I'm thinking of. I'm only maybe almost three episodes in, but that has happened where they both both reveal to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What they are. Yeah. That defeats the point of the
right.
experiment. Should they be able to give any clues about their
appearance?
What they look like
no.
appearance-wise?
No, I don't think so.
Tattoos? Nothing? A lot of tattoos
no,
on this
that,
season.
That's another question because that did get brought up, and I guess you're not there yet.
I don't think anything physical should be brought up because there are people that don't like tattoos or maybe would never date somebody with tattoos. So that could automatically like rule you out from dating somebody. So I think anything physical, leave it out.
Yep.
I would agree with that.
Agreed.
There was one guy, I swear, as he's sitting there in the pods, I swear he was, let me get the sound effect. He was trying to hide a, it's not working. He was trying to hide a.
Really?
The way he was maneuvering and kind of lifting this side and covering and pulling his pants down to, you know, I swear to God.
I always find it so interesting. I'm not there yet, but I can't wait. I can't wait for that part. I always find it so interesting. Again, they can't see each other. They're talking through a wall, essentially, to each other.
To find out if love is really blind. Will you fall for this person without knowing what they look like? Yeah.
But don't you find it so interesting how some people sit in there? Some
yes.
people get so comfortable and they're sprawled out with their head yeah. upside down off the couch
I
and
feel
stuff.
Like that would
some
be
people,
me.
It's like, can't you just sit?
I wonder if they know where the cameras are because some of them are like crotch shots. You
That's
know what I mean?
I mean?
It's like, and some of them are ladies. I'm like, do they not know where the cameras are? Shouldn't they tell them that?
They know where the cameras are. Also, like a lot of them, like they sort of sometimes get dressed up for a date, but then yet are just like sitting all over the place or laying on
yeah.
the floor or something. Like you can't sit in your seat for.
You're in there for hours, I'm not going to be sitting with like my perfect posture. I'm going to be laying there getting comfy.
I'm not asking for perfect posture, but some of the times it's just so, it's like just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, you wouldn't
I
be,
do think
you
that.
Wouldn't be doing this if the other person could see you. In other words,
yeah.
you know, like if you were acting like you're really on a date, you wouldn't be doing any of the stuff that you're doing.
But, right.
You know, they can't see you. So.
And then I did see, you know, as with every season, a lot of these couples, they get engaged. Then you see the moment that they finally see what the other person looks like.
That's what makes the show. That's yeah. what makes the show.
Yeah. We may have discussed this before, but like if that was you and you finally got to meet your person, would they see it on your face if you weren't attracted to them? Or do you think you can like act and play it off? Because I feel like this season has some good actors.
Yeah. I think they have good actors, but I think the key, what I've noticed is watch the body language. That's what really tells you. Because they can say, oh my God, oh wow, yeah, oh, you're beautiful. But you can tell some of them like kind of tense up a little bit. If you watch close, I think you can really read whether or not people are actually excited about what they have just seen.
Yeah, there's one couple I feel like the woman is not attracted to him physically. Although she acts like it, her facial expressions would say so, but you're right, it's the body language.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's overdoing it to like overcompensate for how she's truly feeling.
Yep.
And then what they say is always like, oh, it's just, I wasn't expecting this. Wow.
Yeah,
like,
I just need a minute because I'm putting the face to the voice and I'm just trying to, yeah, because I pictured you looking differently and I'm just trying to, yeah, like.
Oh, mm-mm. And how do you feel about all the crying? There's one guy on there. He will not stop crying.
Oh, it's going to continue.
Cried in the pause, cried when he met his person, he cried in the guy. Like, there was another guy that was sad. He cried for that guy. I'm like, oh my God, enough is enough.
We're in touch with our feelings,
yeah.
Selena. It's 2025.
Yeah, and I thought I wanted that, but I guess there is such thing as too much.
When we had, I don't know, I don't think I watched last season, but the season before that I watched, there was a crier on there. There was a lot of tears.
God.
I was like, can we get to somebody
That's
else's storyline? All this guy does is cry
you.
Every time. I'm over it.
All right. Anyway, so new episodes of Love is Blind is out today. If you are watching that along with me and Jess, today's Hottest Trending is
and
coming
me.
Up. And Graham.
Yeah,
that's
I'm watching
right.
too.
So we're getting to today's Hottest Trending.
Hottest Phase Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So a lot of Britney talk this morning. Kevin Federline, he is on a press run for his new tell-all book that comes out on Tuesday. It's called You Thought You Knew. And he is not holding back about his time with Britney Spears. If you missed our last trending break, we talked about how in this book, Kevin wrote that Britney would watch their son sleep when they were younger while holding a knife. Like, she would stand in this doorway and just watch them.
Nothing creepier.
He also talked about the night before their wedding. He caught her on the phone with Justin Timberlake.
Nothing more
inappropriate. They're about to walk down the aisle. Yeah. And now this. I just saw USA Today publish an excerpt from the book where Kevin says Britney cheated on him with a woman. So she was on tour in Amsterdam, and Kevin, if you don't know, Kevin was one of Britney's backup dancers, and so he's there. They go back to their hotel room, and Britney was like, you know, I'll be right back, and he said he didn't think much of it. The entire hotel floor was booked out just for them, like they were the only one on that floor. So he's like, whatever, and then Britney, she's taking forever to get back to their room, so he eventually steps out. He starts walking down one of the hallways, going towards the elevators. He passed one of the rooms, because a lot of the doors were open since there was nobody inside. This door was cracked. He peeks inside, and there was Britney making out with one of the female dancers named Teresa.
Oh.
So he was like, what did I just witness? He's like, I can't do this. Not the relationship I signed up for. He goes back to his room. He starts packing his stuff. And then there's Britney begging him to stay, that it's never going to happen again. And of course, you know, he believed her, fell for it. But he says that laid the foundation for the rest of their rocky relationship, because he was just so in love with Britney that he overlooked everything.
Wow.
How long did they stay married for? I forget.
I know
it wasn't that long.
I know it wasn't long. But let me see. Yeah, it wasn't a long time. Let me see here. They married in 2004, divorced in 2007.
3 years.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually longer than I feel like the memory, you know, I remember. Of course, my grandparents were telling me about it when they were rocking me to sleep at night.
Yeah.
I was a little
I was in the womb, I think. What it was is they married quick because they met that same year that they got married.
Right.
That's what it was. But the book, if anyone cares, is out next Tuesday. So far, the tea we've gotten from it, piping hot, you guys. Yep. The tea is piping hot.
I think there's going to be some good stuff in there.
Yep. Yeah. Are we going to read it? No, but we'll catch the highlights and we'll share them with you.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick things. First, the Kaiser healthcare workers strike now in its second day today. An estimated 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers went on strike yesterday to demand better wages and a few other things. They say this is the largest ever strike in the history of their union. The strike affects workers here in California and in Hawaii. The strike's supposed to last 5 days. So support our healthcare workers if you see them out on the picket line. The JV Show stands with you guys. All right, and major jackpot alert, you guys. Major jackpot. I know it's hard to get excited about a lottery jackpot because we just had that one that was for like $1.7 billion or whatever. But nobody won last night's Mega Millions lottery drawing. The jackpot's now grown to an estimated $625 million for Friday's drawing. But like, do you even get out of bed for less than $1 billion? Like,
I usually don't, but...
625. Why not? I can use this $625 million. $288.8 million cash value of that's the 11th largest jackpot in the game's history. And it's the largest prize up for grabs since they revamped the Mega Millions lottery earlier this year. You remember the tickets went from $2 to $5 and they changed some other things about the game. So get your tickets if you win, which you won't. But don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show.
Yes.
You do, because we like money too.
Love money.
Yeah, we do.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Oh, yes. Hump day. Hump day.
First things first, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
It's trip. This hour's nationwide keyword is trip. Take that over to wild949.com and you just type it in. TRIP.
Super easy.
It's that easy. And you might win $1,000 in crazy cash like a couple of our other local Bay Area winners already done that.
Good luck. We've been talking a lot about Britney Spears all morning because Kevin Federline is on this press run. And he's talking about his book that comes out next Tuesday. And a lot of the stuff in here, it's the tea is piping hot, but it doesn't exactly paint Britney in the best light at all.
Good morning, JV Show. Hi, besties.
Hi.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Kevin tell-all book. Did we forget that he totally broke Char's heart to be with Britney?
I mean, he's trying to paint himself out as this glorious person who never did anything, and Britney broke his heart and he was so in love. I call BS, okay? He's chasing the money and he's still chasing it.
I mean, that might be true, but I'm not faulting him for that. It's like he could give us all this Britney tea for free.
Yeah.
Or he can write a book and make some money. I mean, I think I would go the book route too.
Yeah, he's totally chasing the money. You're right. But to your point, he could also be telling 100% the truth.
Yeah.
He may be embellishing stuff. We don't know. This is, again, you have to take everything with a grain of salt because you're hearing one side of these stories.
I mean,
but would any of these, I mean, as outlandish as the things coming out are, and we're going to hear more and more, do you not believe them based on
I believe all of it. Behavior? And the things we've talked about so far, just a quick recap, we just talked about Kevin saying that Britney cheated on him at one point with a woman. Britney would stand and watch her son sleep in the door. She would just stand in the doorway silently holding a knife. And the other thing was that the night before their wedding, he caught Britney on the phone with Justin Timberlake. And I told you, Britney has responded to all of this through a representative. This isn't her, but the rep, her statement, it didn't say nothing about these are false stories.
Yeah.
It was just, hey, you're chasing money. This is a money grab.
And I'm assuming the rep probably released a statement without even, they probably didn't even ask Britney, right? To formulate, they probably just did this. That's just that's their job, you know, to say something like that. Also in that talkback, it said, remember Kevin Federline totally broke Char's heart to be with Britney. What's a Char?
Sounds familiar. His ex.
I don't remember any of that.
That he was with.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Sounds kind of familiar. Yeah. Nobody cares about that. I want to know everything about Britney. Anyways, thank you for that talkback.
Yes.
Wednesdays, we do something called our cool or not list. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Graham.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? I'm back in my puzzle era.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Invite me over.
Not cool.
I'm going not cool. I knew Selena would like this one. I bought my kids a Halloween-themed puzzle. I thought, you know what? This would be a great idea. Something for us to do together as a family, getting the holidays, you know, Halloween spirit and everything. So I bought this one of a spooky haunted mansion and a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns and stuff on it. And I was like, this is great. And I even asked Selena, I was like, how many piece puzzle do you think I should get? Because this one is 1,000 pieces. And she's like, no, that's too many. And then I looked back because I talked about my previous puzzle era, which was when we bought my son for his birthday. We thought it was a box of Legos and it ended up being a 1,000-piece Lego puzzle. And I ended up being the one that had to do 95% of it before my kid finally jumped in at the end.
Wasn't it so much fun?
Oh,
and look, I'll admit, I got slightly addicted to it. And it was something that, like, because I'm somebody that starts a project, I can't not finish it. I need to see it through to the end. And so I sort of begrudgingly did that thing. And I'll admit, I was kind of addicted to it.
Okay, see? Hang on.
But
hang
this
on,
next one, Selena, I've dumped out this 1,000-piece thing. You were right. Even though the last one was 1,000-piece, this one, all the pieces are the same dang color.
I told you, your kids are not going to want to do that.
They've already quit. They've thrown in the towel before I had 10 pieces connected. They're like, I'm done.
I'm
stuck with it.
I'm going to have to sidebar with our listeners right now. You guys remember, right, all of the times that Selena and Graham have said that I have grandma hobbies and they've
given... The pottery, the knitting.
You know,
the cats.
They've laughed at me, but their conversations, as we're hearing right now, are about puzzles and how many pieces to get. Excuse me, nerd alert for you guys.
But let the record show that I, on this cool or not, I am weighing in and saying not cool.
Okay,
it was a mistake.
That's a good point.
Now that we're here, now
you have to finish it.
I have to finish this dang thing. I had Kate come in and help me a little bit last night. I mean, total colossal disaster. This thing, they're all the pieces that they all look so similar. And the problem is the table that I dumped them out. And by the time it takes, my kid lost interest just flipping all the pieces over to be facing the right side up, you know? And the table that we put it on is this sort of dark colored table. You can barely see the pieces against the background of this table because it's like kind of a marbly looking tabletop. This is going to take me a lifetime.
Probably three years
to finish, but I will do it.
But when you finish it, then what?
One hearty pat on the back.
Then you break it up, put it back in the box.
Yeah,
and then save it for next time.
Hope to do it again next Halloween. Never
when
again.
When you finish, will you pass that puzzle on to me? I think I would like to complete it.
Yes.
Oh,
Selena,
you can trade puzzles if you want.
Again, not cool. cool. Not Jess cool. is totally right about this. This is not cool. But yeah, I'll hook you up, bro. Dude, you should see this thing. It is awesome. Super cool.
All right, thank
cool.
you, buddy. Jess, do you have something you want to throw in here?
Yeah. Cool or not, a couple that waited 5 years, basically until their wedding, to share their first kiss.
To kiss?
Mm-hmm. Not cool.
I'm going not cool on that.
What was the reasoning? The bad bro?
They wanted to keep their faith. They thought it would be like a more of a special moment to share their first kiss, keep anything, any basically physical connection until their wedding day to make it more meaningful.
I mean, I respect that if that's what you want to do, but something sure. like a kiss, though. And I mean, have they kissed before ever? Do we know?
No, this would be their first kiss
of their whole life.
Of their relationship together.
But I mean, like, have they kissed other people?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because a first kiss ever is never a pretty sight. It's awkward. And to do that in front of everybody on your wedding day?
Yeah.
And so this was nearly 5 years that they waited. They're both 22 now.
But yeah, this might be the first one.
Ooh. You know me, I need to, like, you know, take whoever I'm dating for a test drive first.
I think, yeah. Saving yourself kiss from marriage is one thing, but a kiss, I mean, I feel like it's just a prerequisite. You have to do it. And you're right, Selena, the first kiss, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Like mine, I closed my eyes too soon and I missed the entire target.
Oh,
so I don't even know if I can count that as my first kiss.
I went in
for the middle school track bus and from coming back from a track meet and I closed my eyes too soon. I think I kissed the back of the seat.
What the heck? I missed.
I'm saying, to your point, there's a lot of things that could go wrong.
That could happen.
Close your eyes too soon and you
kiss the person's nose.
Exactly. You could miss. It happens to the best of us, including me.
Yeah. So you're saying not cool?
I'm going not cool, especially because, like, not everybody's kissing chemistry, like, meshes with one another. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I've broken up with a few people.
Some people are, like, stiff kissers or, like, I don't know. It's just...
Some are too sloppy.
Yeah, some people are just not compatible.
Like the tongue is too forceful or something. Yes! It's like, whoa. Like, stop. Yeah, I had to break up with someone over that.
You did?
Yeah, because I couldn't tell her that.
So what was your reasoning then?
It's
just not working.
Yeah,
it's just not working.
It's not working out. It's not you. It's me. But it was.
It was you. It was your kissing, actually.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Whoa.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.